it affected his voice, then you say he is
hoarse.
And I think B is hoarse.
Yes,
she has really affected her voice also. Okay. Now, for example, do it. I've got a little, for example, this sound. You say, I've got a little
cold.
Cold.
A cough.
Right. I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little.
A little bad.
All right. And if you stayed awake quite a bit last night, you say, I'm feeling a little.
Sleepy.
That's quite true. All right. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
taken
your medicine? All right. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
All right. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he a lot in the hot sun. He what? In a lot in the hot sun.
He sweated a lot.
That's right. Okay. Now this, a discharging sore that comes to a head. What do we call that?
A horizon or a bar.
All right. Okay. When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called
the core or the pus.
All right. If the core comes out, it gets well soon.
That's right.
I see. Well, in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
fractured bone.
All right, and if it didn't break the bone, you just have a plain, maybe it what you. If you were shot and it didn't break a bone or anything, you say I was just what?
Lucky,
because I have just a little
skin.
Okay, all right, break. Sometimes we call it a what? If you have a sore sometimes, you said suppose he was hurt last night, you say he was what last night?
He was wounded last
night. That's right, too. All right. When a wound doesn't heal clean, you know, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Is there any name for that? Sometimes it has to be cut or burned out with alum. It's what?
It's called pus.